Well, the green flag has waved, with the Senate holding its first 2012 Farm Bill hearing last week, in which Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack shared that USDA has already taken a disproportionate share of budget cuts.
You know, we've been flatlined for 30 years. The Defense Department hasn't been flatlined. Health and Human Services hasn't been flatlined. Science and technology hasn't been flatlined. Transportation hasn't been flatlined. And I'm not taking anything away from all of those. They're very important. But when you look at our numbers, it's hard to make the case that somehow agriculture can give more.
Vilsack appealed to lawmakers against more cuts to research, trade promotion, and ethanol subsidies. However, he did give some on the president's call for tighter payment limits.
Right now, you could theoretically have $750,000 of adjusted gross income from your farming operation and another $500,000 of income from non-farm sources and still get payments from the government at a time when we're really challenged in terms of where the money is going to go and who it helps. It may make some sense for this body to take a look at that process.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.